pro-resistance factions in the Iraqi parliament are striving to secure the rights and benefits of the Hashd al-Shaabi, or Popular Mobilization Forces, PMF, but their efforts face political obstacles and internal and external pressures. The proposed law aims to integrate the PMF into Iraq's official military structure and ensure their service and retirement rights. However, the first attempt to pass the bill failed due to the lack of quorum in parliament, as lawmakers remain divided on whether to include it in the agenda. Several members of the parliament have expressed strong support for the bill, emphasizing the PMF's sacrifices in defending Iraq. The State of Law parliamentary faction announced a boycott of sessions until the bill is considered. The bill has passed its first reading, and PMF leadership has welcomed this step, stating that it will secure the rights of fighters under official military command. Since its formation, the United States has sought to weaken or dismantle the PMF, fearing its influence in Iraq's security and political landscape. Washington argues that the PMF, with its ties to Iran, threatens U.S. interests in the region. The U.S. has conducted airstrikes against PMF positions, labeling them a security risk to American troops. It now actively opposes any improvement in the PMF's conditions, including the pension law. U.S. officials understand that as long as Iraq's security remains in the hands of resistance forces like the PMF, American influence in the country will diminish. If passed, the PMF pension law would solidify the group's role within Iraq's armed forces, undermining Washington's claims that these forces operate outside government control. Efforts to weaken the PMF have increased following Israel's military failures in Gaza and Lebanon. The PMF has demonstrated regional alignment with resistance factions by launching missile and drone attacks on U.S. bases and Israeli targets during Gaza war. This has reinforced its role as a key force opposing American and Israeli interests. Additionally, the PMF has been a major obstacle to US and Israeli attempts to replicate Syria's destabilization scenario in Iraq. The PMF played a crucial role in defeating ISIS and preventing Iraq from becoming a failed state. Many Iraqis believe that without the PMF, Iraq would have suffered a fate similar to Syria, where foreign-backed militias have fueled prolonged instability. The US is also pressuring Baghdad to extend its military presence beyond the October 2025 withdrawal deadline. A senior Iraqi security official recently suggested that requesting U.S. forces to leave might not be advisable. However, the government later clarified that the agreed-upon timeline for foreign troop withdrawal remains unchanged. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Mohammad Shia al-Sudani expressed interest in long-term cooperation with NATO, particularly in counterterrorism and security force development. This aligns with Washington's strategy to maintain a presence in Iraq under the pretext of NATO partnerships. Some Iraqi officials argue that U.S. forces should remain to prevent the resurgence of ISIS and other terrorist groups. However, resistance factions believe the American presence is a primary cause of instability. Washington's counter-terrorism credibility has been questioned, especially after U.S. Congressman Scott Perry accused the USAID agency of indirectly funding terrorist groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda under the guise of humanitarian aid. With a strong public support and a proven role in defending Iraq, the PMF remains a formidable force despite mounting pressures. Any attempt to weaken or dismantle it is unlikely to succeed. Passing the PMF service and retirement law would not only strengthen the group's legal standing and secure fighters' rights, but also push back against foreign influence seeking to undermine Iraq's sovereignty.